And now two farewells to two brilliant writers on science, J.G. Ballard and John Maddox, who died this week. First, Ballard, who trained in medicine at Cambridge and grew up in China.
What really interested me when I started out as a writer back in the 1950s was that I could see enormous changes taking place all over the world. The consumer goods society was coming into existence. Science and technology were altering the face of the planet. I knew that I wanted to write about change.
J.G. Ballard, his autobiography Miracles of Life was the best book I read last year. Quite marvellous. Sir John Maddox was 27 years editor of the journal Nature and was another miracle. Never has red wine been shown to be such a life preserver for so long as it was with Maddox. And here he is on The Science Show in 1995.
I suggest that basic research is a bread and butter necessity for countries like Britain and Australia. First of all, it's the most economical way of training people in technical fields. If somebody has done a PhD degree, this is an unusual situation. It's a situation in which people are required to find an answer to a problem that has not previously been solved. And that experience, in my opinion, is the reason why people with research degrees are invaluable when eventually they find their way into other occupations than research, like working for a bank or working for an industrial company or even perhaps being an accountant.
Science serves all. Sir John Maddox, and a tribute to him appears in the latest edition of the journal Nature.